Coach Rob Bluss joins me right now, head coach for the Lady Busters volleyball team, Garden City Community College. Last night on their home floor at Perryman Athletic Complex, and boy, did they have a great match against Colby and a team that they haven't beaten quite a while in JI Conference play. Well, it took five sets, but you got it done. And, Coach, you take a look at the scores here, 25-20, 8-25, 18-25. You come back and you win the last two, 25-22, 15-10. Not only was there a great crowd on hand, some very, very good play by your lineup all the way up and down your roster, and you got to feel really gratified by this one.
Absolutely. We put in a complete team effort. We had lots of emotion. We controlled our emotion. You know, you lose a game 25-8, you can pretty easily pack your tent and go home. We chose not to do that and rebounded from it. Used, I think, a lot of the energy from the crowd, and then you know, decided to play some good volleyball.
Intensity, and I thought the energy level of your gals last night was just superb. I thought they moved around the court well. They passed well. There was probably some inconsistency in the way that the game was called, but it was on both sides of the net. But they handled that well, too, as well. So adversity, they handled it very good.
Absolutely. I mean, we had two players collide early on, had to take Natalia Pereira off the court. Our libero, Veronica and her, collided literally face-to-face. Veronica got up laughing. I mean, she was stunned, got up, and then she played lights out the rest of the way, Veronica Dooley. We had Josie Steele, who struggled a little bit for us tonight. She just had a hard time getting up off the floor. She wasn't jumping as well, so we immediately put in Shelby Bennett. And again, playing with nine players and going nine people deep and having the same intensity level, it feels pretty good as a coach.
Well, that it does, and that was a player that I was going to bring up that I thought you brought in off the bench that really did step up, and I thought it was big, especially in the last two sets that she really did, and especially down the stretch in the fifth and final one, and actually got you a huge spike at one point in that game.
Yeah, she got a couple huge spikes. She got one, and I believe that gave us 12, and one that got us 13, and the one that got us 13 stood the entire crowd on its feet the rest of the match.
Exactly, and now this win here sends you to 18-13. I believe overall on the season, and 5-5 back in conference play at the 500 mark. And if things go right down the rest of the season here, a chance for a home berth for a playoff spot.
Absolutely. We talked with the girls a couple nights ago and said, hey, with the remaining games left, we put ourselves in a position to jump as high as second in the conference. We can catch everybody else if we win out. Fortunately, we dropped one to Barton, so now that says the highest we can finish is third. But again, third or fourth gets you to host at home, and that immediately became the new fresh goal.
Talk about some of the technical aspects of the game last night and what you felt the best about that the gals performed.
Well, I thought we did a better job finally adjusting to the setter's dump. In games 1 through 4, the setter had her way attacking against us. She's a very, very deceptive setter, a very good setter, and she scored a lot of points for him. We finally talked about game 5 of don't let her beat us with the dumps. We made that adjustment. I thought Veronica Dooley decided to finally become a ball hog and go steal balls from people, which is what we've been encouraging her to do all year long. She finally did it and took extra balls. It's exactly what we want from the player in that jersey. And I thought, again, we got superb play at on the outside with both Natalia and Taylor, and then Shelby Bennett on the other side. So it was a great team effort. You know, I don't want to leave out Paula or Bailey or anybody else that played for us tonight. But again, it was a great effort. I thought those players maybe stepped up a little bit more for us tonight.
That they did. You're talking about Veronica Dooley. I thought, I don't know how many times that she was able to get a save right on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we call that a pancake. When you lay your hand flat on the floor and the ball bounces off the back of the palm of your hand, we call it a pancake in volleyball. And she had, I think, 4 of them tonight, which is, you don't see those in a season, let alone 4 in one match.
That was just a great performance all the way up and down your lineup, and a big win for you that moves you to 18-13, 5-5 in conference play. Coach Lutz, congratulations. Thanks for the comments.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jerry.